Thank you for calling customer support. This is Mike. In, did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did. Are you the supervisor?
That is correct.
Okay. I have a problem that's been going on. I received your product for the old age, the cream. The minute I got it, along with a note, I told you I did not want this and mailed it back. Okay? This was when I first got the product. Then I was charged, debited from my account, $198.96
for renewal.
I said to the bank, I sent this back. I sent it with a note. I do not want this. Nobody got back with me, so I thought it was all okay. Now they're telling, this has been going on since, God, March, April, April 7th of 21. Okay, even before that, my husband is saying. Now, the bank is telling me that I have to take it up with you people to get my money, including any fees. They just sent me a letter. They debited my account the $198. And then, because of that and all my checks that were in there, they kept hitting me $35, $35, at least four times. So I just received a letter for them. We have completed our review into your ATM debit card dispute claim filed on 3-6-21 for a transaction in the amount of $198.96. Based on our investigation, we have determined that an error did not occur. The reason for this decision was based upon the following. You must resolve this matter directly with the merchant. Okay.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
07751.
First and last name?
Carolyn Vestuto, V-E-S-T-U-T-O. I'm not taking it out on you. I'm just so mad. I mean, not only $198.96, mm-hmm. and all these charges that they charged me. I live by myself. I live off of a check. I'm on Social Security. Shame.
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand that. And verify your address for security
sure.
purposes.
414 Jacob Road, Morganville, New Jersey, 07751.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see has been canceled out for a product called Everly Anti-Aging Skin Serum and the Everly Anti-Advanced
yes.
Eye Complex. Did you sign up for this as a free trial to pay for the shipping originally?
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened was whenever you said you had received that product, if you didn't want it, I think you said you sent an email. Well, yeah, we don't accept email, so you have to call in to cancel. Let us know you don't want it. So that's why they billed you.
With the package, the package that was sent back, I sent in a letter with it saying I do not want it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have to call. Yeah, they're not going to give that information to us. For one, we don't accept the product back. For two, yeah, you have to call into customer service as you're doing now to cancel. So that's why whenever you sent it in back, you know, no one ever responded or said anything, and you end up getting billed at full price for it.
Well, they should have told me this. They should have told me this. I did not know it. And now
yes,
I'm out of the $198.96, and I'm out of $35 times four.
Oh, my God. They charged you four times?
Yeah, because I had checks out. So how many times
they
have?
Twice.
And it's so unfair. It's so unfair.
So why didn't you call us first before filing a dispute? Why didn't you call us first to say, hey,
you
know.
I did call you first.
I sent it back.
Yeah, nobody knew what I was talking about.
What do you mean they didn't know what you were talking about?
Because there was two numbers. One was Everly Skincare, and another one, do you remember what it was, Ann? Another one was another number. And I kept calling that other number. And they kept saying to me, I'm sorry, you didn't order nothing from here. I said, yes, I did. Mm. Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're talking about now. So that's why you ended up just calling your bank about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I called my bank. I says, what's going on? I mean, this is unfair. What am I going to do? Can you help
me? Yeah. No, what you have to do is before you call your bank and file a dispute, your bank usually tells you to contact the merchant, which you said you did. They kept saying they couldn't pull up anything. Yeah, because usually what we do is we would have resolved it and gave you some type of refund. But, yeah, once you dispute it with your bank and they charge you back, then, no, yeah, we can't do anything about it. Your bank knows that, but they're going to tell you to contact us because I guess they just want you to quit bugging them. But, yeah, so basically, there's nothing that the bank or us can do. I just wish you had gotten somebody to help you before you filed it.
Yeah, I wish, too. This is crazy.
Yes, ma'am. I know. You have to be careful when you sign up for these online products and make sure you're reading those terms and conditions.
Yeah, well, I did not. And nobody's going to help me.
No, we can't. And your bank can't either because, see, they've already filed it for you and either they're going to side with you or the merchant. So what? Once they sign a merchant, that's it. You just have to pay them back.
Well, you know what they said? They said that once I filed it with the bank, then you people, it's a new claim, and it starts over again. That's what they said.
Oh, that I don't know. I don't know anything about that. That's up to you and your bank on that.
No. The company, your company told me that. Not the bank. Your company, the other girl I spoke to.
Well, I mean, it's just going to be the same thing. Even if you file it again, the information is not going to change. So it'll just be the same thing. They'll just keep charging it back to your account. Yeah.
So I
just wish
that
she had a.
Is that
yeah,
it?
Well,
you got
yeah. Well, if
the
they
198?
Charged it back. Yeah. If they charged it back. Yes. Then I'm assuming the merchant got paid. Your bank,
and
whoever you filed that dispute with.
My bank charged it back.
Mm-hmm.
So do I have a leg to stand on with the bank? Can I?
Like I said, no, not really. I used to work at the bank. No. Once, that's why they told you to call us because they know there's nothing they can do, but we can't do anything either. I mean, they charged it back. Well, this is how it works. When you file a dispute, they investigate the account. So what they do is they go in to see if you signed up for this, does everything match? You know, it shows you gave the March authorization, which you did, even though you probably didn't know that. Once they verify that, then they say, hey, you know, well, they have information saying that, you know, you signed up for this and there's nothing else we can do about it. So you have to pay the merchant that money back. And then they go back and reverse the charges. So once that's done, then there's nothing we can do about it or your bank. I mean, you can call them and, you know, talk with them and see. But, yeah, there's nothing else they really can do about it.
I'm going to go to the bank.
Yeah, that's what I said. Just call them back. Let them know you called us. We can't do anything because everything has already been charged back. And then y'all can just go from there from your bank.
Would it be possible? I'm going to the bank this afternoon. Would you be the one answering the phone?
I mean, no, it's lots of people work here. You'll get anybody.
I get anybody.
Yeah, you get a different representative. But like I said, it'll be the same thing. I mean, anybody can help you with it. Even it doesn't have to be me. Once you tell them what you're calling in about, they're going to already let you know that it's in chargeback status. You know, there's nothing that we can do about that. That doesn't matter. Even if this is the way it works, when they advertise something to you, they do what the information they give you is true. But it's just that you have to read what you're authorizing. Then it tells you that it's free, but you have to cancel. Are they going to bill you? See, that's where they're able to do it at. But see, if you don't read that, you're not going to know. And then, to you, it's going to show like, oh, my God, they just told me, you know, this is a free product, pay for shipping. And you're going to look at it like,
that's
oh,
what
you
they
know.
Said.
Yeah. Yes.
That the store was closing down.
Yeah, so we don't get that information. We don't get any of that you get the advertising.
Yeah, they said
we just
that
get
the store was closing down. What's the big store that was closing down? It was in Nostrand. I don't know. One of the stores were closing down.
One of the stores were closing down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I tell you, just be careful.
I know.
You'll know the next time. But yeah, just go to them. Let them know you've already contacted us. Which they already know that. They know that. That's why.
They know it. I know.
They just tell you that because, see, you're upset and frustrated. They can't help you. So, you know, they'll tell you, oh, you know, contact the merchant. But they already know that we can't do anything about it. So.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. But you're welcome.
Thank
but I hope you.
You
get something situated with them. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great weekend and stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.